Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. If you've never been to a dispensary before, it's a very surreal experience. I used to live next to one for a while. And let me tell you, they're a magnet for very strange people and strange interactions. I'm surprised a show hasn't been made about this before, but now there finally is one. So you'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue their career ambitions, love, and fame. All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Welcome to Otherworld. I'm your host, Jack Wagner. Today's episode is a little different than the others, and it was a bit unexpected for me as well. Last week, somebody reached out saying that they recently started listening and have something that they wanted to talk to me about. And at this point, I'm pretty used to people reaching out in this way. People I know listening to the show, suddenly their views are changing and they have some questions. I think that's really, really cool. But I was pretty surprised to be hearing from this guy specifically. His name is Jack Corbett. Some of you may know him. He hosts the TikTok page for NPR's Planet Money, and he basically makes videos about finance and the economy, which, by the way, is an incredible page, and he does an excellent job, but, you know, it's essentially all about numbers and economics. This is not a person I thought even listened to Otherworld, let alone believed in anything paranormal or would have a story for me. So when he hit me up, I was definitely interested in what he had to say. It turns out he was, in fact, very skeptical, but his views changed pretty recently after something really weird happened while he was working on a Planet Money video. I love hearing about people opening their minds a bit, especially if Otherworld has something to do with it. This story in particular is interesting to me because it also involves TikTok, hexes, astrology, and several economic theories. So, let's get this episode started and hear the story from another person named Jack. This is episode 62. The title is Frequency Illusion, and you're listening to Otherworld.
Hello?
Is this Bobby?
Yes, it is.
At its core, the science you can't argue with.
A story about
all of a sudden
up in the sky.
It's almost frustrating that it's happening.
I'm literally just, I'm gonna die. I'm
like, just
its
looking.
Limbs were just like wrong.
It's just there.
Everybody moves back into the light, even if it takes them a minute.
How's it going?
Good.
Welcome to the show. You know, it's funny, we've only talked one other time, and it was a night that is actually kind of infamous for me at this point. You were present for an important moment that was actually discussed on the show. It was a dinner where I met Kareem from an episode called Kareem and the Djinn. I'm not even sure if you're aware of this or know.
Yeah, I remember it entirely.
Oh, and wow.
The way that you've described it is exactly, yeah, it's exactly how I remember. It was like a bizarre, like, wait, like it was too surreal. I thought like one of you was doing a bit where you're like, that was my email. And I'm like, what? Like,
were you hearing
what are
us?
The chances?
Were you hearing
yeah,
us?
I was on what I think. Were you? You were on Kareem's right, and I think I was like, I think I was across the table. I was like, right, I could see both of you.
That's really funny that you're a witness to that. I'm glad that my memory serves me correctly too.
Yeah.
So I was pretty surprised to hear from you. You host NPR's Planet Money TikTok, where you cover economics and finance, and you do an excellent job. It's a very popular channel, but I mean, the subject matter is it's very different than what we talk about on the show. And I really would not have pegged you for a person that would have something to talk about on here. I didn't even think you listened to the show. So I was very surprised when you said that something had happened to you. What were your beliefs on the paranormal before the story that you're about to tell me? Am I wrong to assume that you were a pretty skeptical, by-the-book type person? I'm making assumptions here, but... You know,
yeah, I think just like before this, I was definitely a skeptic. I thought like everything could be explained with there was like some kind of weird fungus in the grain during like the witch trials, or I thought, I don't know, sometimes people do crazy things, sometimes like someone will like snap. There was always something. Like my brother saw someone when he was sleeping. And I was like, okay, you were clearly dreaming. Like that's what that is. And astrology, you know, I just thought, you know, all the descriptors of every single star sign seem like they're like interchangeable and somewhat universally applicable. So of course people are going to respond to this one or that one. Yeah, that's how I felt. That's how I felt for sure.
Well, it's my understanding that those beliefs have changed a bit because of something that happened to you. I don't want to spoil anything. In fact, I'm actually really excited to hear this myself. So why don't you just take it from here?
Okay, yeah, my name is Jack Corbett. I live in Los Angeles. I'm from Ohio. I work for NPR. I'm a producer for Planet Money. I make videos for their TikTok. And I have been for now a few years. I had never really been out to LA. I went once, and the only thing I remembered was that the produce was really good. And I think in Ohio, the produce is so bad. Probably because it's California produce like 10 days later. I was at my dad's house in Ohio, just constantly like scrolling Zillow, scrolling Craigslist, trying to find like a good place. And I didn't want to be there forever. I just needed a sublet, and there were so few sublets. But then this like perfect one popped up. And it was in Silver Lake. There was this fellow named Frank who was going to London for a few months, some indeterminate amount of time. And the place looked like beautiful. And it was affordable. And it seemed like a good fit for this to move there. I wasn't totally sure about LA. That's why I wanted the sublet. In case I didn't like it, I could move back. But I moved there. I think I just had a carry-on and a personal item. That was it. I really didn't have much, but the place was already pretty furnished. It was like very, you know, gray floors, white walls, very minimal. It's early 2021, setting the scene, the insurrection on the White House. I'm making these TikToks for Planet Money. I had just sort of started maybe like 8 months earlier, or I was just sort of getting in the groove of things, and luckily for us, there was this crazy thing that happened around GameStop, which you've probably heard of, about GameStop and Robin Hood. Now there's a movie called Dumb Money, and actually, in the movie Dumb Money, there is a person who replicated what I did, but it's on the screen for like 1 second, so that's like a little like claim to fame. I made a TikTok explainer about what was happening. Like, that's what... Planet Money TikTok is just kind of explaining economics to normal people, like, oh, J. Crew went bankrupt, but you still see J. Crew's places, or like, what's this? The first TikTok was about the stock market circuit breaker, which was, if the stock market's going down too quickly, you know, they pull something called a circuit breaker and they halt trading for 15 minutes. And I was like, that's interesting. I wonder why they do that. And it's just, it's so that like the traders on the stock floor, on the floor, just have adult timeout. And then if it goes down a little bit more, they pull it again. And these trading halts don't actually help the economy or help the stock market from tanking. It's just like to chill out. It's just trying to tell them to chill out. And I thought that was like the funniest concept and just like absurd. And it doesn't even work. And it's just a weird like remnant of some kind of sort of fix to an issue. But that's kind of like, yeah, that's all of economics. Yeah, I don't know. Stuff like GameStop, like what's happening with GameStop? Why is the price going up? Like okay, people are using Robinhood. Now there's Reddit, there's Wall Street Bets, and they're also buying AMC. What is going on? And so, yeah, I explained that. And like, you know, if you can get on one of those like hot button topics, you know, you can kind of have like the video of the day. That happened like a couple times. That happened, yeah, in February with GameStop. And then the next month, NFTs became huge. And so, yeah, we just explained that. And, you know, like, oh, why would you want one? Yeah, so like I said, you know, there are like days when like your video will like own TikTok. And usually, like, luckily, ours was, like, an educational explainer video that, like, taught people. And, like, that's cool. But most of the time, it's, like, people, like, will be attacking someone. Like, most of the time, it's, like, you know, every single, like, everyone just comes out of the woodwork for, like, some reason. And, like, they'll, like, just take down this one person. Usually not, like, justified. But, like, sometimes justified. Sometimes someone will, like, someone will slip up. Someone will say something odd, and then the entire comment section is just destroying them. And, you know, like, they'll, like, maybe delete their account or they'll, like, mute the video. And that, I feel like that was definitely happening a lot back then. People were, you know, about a year into the pandemic. So we were going, you know, we had pandemic brain. We were kind of, like, locked up, like, what was, like, real life. I think, like, their entire social interaction was, like, in TikTok comment threads. And you know what? I respect them. Anyway, so, yeah, February, we had the GameStop. March, we had this NFT, which, like, both of these were great for the channel. And so in April, I came across this concept, this dual concept called confirmation bias or frequency illusion, also known as the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon. This is like when you're running around and you see, oh, it's 2:22 right now. Like, I feel like every single time I look at the clock, it's 2:22. Or, you know, earlier today, I was talking about Jaws 2. And then you mentioned Jaws 2. It's like, what are the chances? Like, that's like bizarre. So confirmation bias is like the idea that we look around the world and we see things that confirm our pre-existing beliefs. Like, you're going to look around and you're going to see evidence that affirms your worldview. And like, when there are things that pop up that like might be, you know, be counter to that, you kind of ignore them because you're always focused on the thing that like really affirms it. If you believe that you have like an angel number, like you always look at the clock and it's, you know, 12:51. You'll probably hear people being like, oh, that's just confirmation bias. That's just frequency illusion. Like, you know, you just, like, because you already have this belief that you see it, when you see it, it's going to, like, you know, your brain's going to light up and it's going to be like, oh my God, wow, like, that's my number. But it doesn't light up every single time that it's not 12:51. Every time it's, like, some random number, you kind of just ignore it. And so this TikTok, it was me in, like, a skit. It's about a guy going around and seeing the number 232 everywhere, like seeing, you know, on his toothpaste, 232, the time, 232, looks around and there's like a few items on the table and like one's in like two, and then there are three items and then two. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm seeing this everywhere. And in one of the sketches, you know, in one of like the little bits, when he's looking at the toothpaste, I thought to kind of, to illustrate this idea that when you are kind of like confirmation biasing, when you're frequency illusioning towards this one thing, like your angel number, you can tend to ignore evidence that's right in front of your face because you're so focused on the thing that's going to confirm your pre-existing belief. And, you know, I thought, see, this might have been where I slipped up. I thought a good way of showing that that he's not he's not concerned with something else. He's only focused on 232. Is if I write 666 on the bathroom mirror, and it's right in front of his face, and he's not looking at it, but he's looking at the 232, and yeah, now okay, this is it, I wouldn't recommend doing that. I just don't. It didn't turn out great for me.
Your own bathroom mirror.
Yeah, this was in the house of this sublet. I just wrote 666, and yeah, and I, in this TikTok as well, if that's not bad enough, the next thing I went to, I was basing it off this NPR piece from a while back, and I think in the NPR piece they are like, you know, a good example of this would be like the Farmer's Almanac, which basically you buy like at one point in the year, like early on in the year, and it says like, oh, it's going to rain, like this month is going to be really rainy, but this month isn't. And there's no way scientifically of them knowing what September's weather is going to be like in January. You know, I see, I'm so afraid of slipping up now. The farmers are going to be after me now.
It's okay. We'll protect you.
So the Farmer's Almanac, scientifically, there's no way that they're really going to like know what's like the weather in September is going to be like. But the people who buy this Farmer's Almanac, it's like the most, I forget, it's been published like every year for the past like 800 years. Not really, but like a lot. Like, and people swear by it because, you know, they're reading it and they're remembering all the times that it's dead on. And they're kind of like, yeah, if, you know, if the March wasn't totally right or if, you know, June was kind of off, it's like they're not really going to remember that. But like, oh my, what, August was so rainy? Like, why would that? It's like, you know, this is a confirmation of the pre-existing belief. So much so that you'll kind of ignore the outside evidence. And I just sort of thought that, yeah, that's interesting and that's a good illustration of confirmation bias, but it's not exactly resonating with my TikTok audience, I don't think. I think maybe, you know, something that I had seen on TikTok, however, was lots of astrology. It seems like there were always like astrologists on TikTok, usually up to something. Like I had seen like even like mass like hexes, if someone like slips up or like, I think, yeah, times in which entire like sections of comments have been like mobilized essentially like troops to hex or to kind of like to take down someone who they believe has wronged them. And anyway, in this piece that I was adapting, there was a line about horoscopes and astrology. And basically what it says is that if you believe in astrology, you're going to check your horoscope and you remember all the times that your horoscope is dead on to your star sign. Like, oh yeah, you know, this is so me. And you're not going to remember the times that it kind of like isn't, you know, if it's not totally applicable, you're not going to remember it. But the time that it like totally like read you like a book, yeah, that's like, that's staying in your head. And so I added that to the video. And that was another place in which I think I slipped up. Because when that video went out, I was lucky at the time. I really hadn't ever posted a video that got like hate. But that one, oh my gosh. I wasn't expecting it. Immediately they're like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna believe what this guy tells me about astrology. It's like, astrology isn't even horoscopes. It's, what does this guy know? Of course he's a Scorpio, you know? Like, wait, are you really a Cancer moon? Stuff like that. And like, astrologists were mad. They were very mad. They were very, I felt bad. I felt bad immediately, but I walked into it. And then, you know, the video got reposted like it usually does to NPR's main Instagram. And that's like connected to my Instagram. And then, you know, then it just, it only got worse. I mean, there were more and more comments from very angry TikTok witches. Yeah, they were mad. They were mad. I was concerned a bit, but I thought, you know, my intentions were in the right place. So I wasn't losing sleep over it.
All right, we have to take a quick ad break, but we'll be right back. Folks, springtime is officially here and the scents are in the air. And if I bring in some fresh flowers or orange blossoms that I stole from one of my neighbors, I want to be able to smell them, not the litter box. And now I can, thanks to Pretty Litter. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odors. It's ultra-absorbent, lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. Pretty Litter's crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in my cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more. Which brings me a lot of peace of mind because there's a lot of strange animals in my neighborhood. My cat Merlin likes to sit by our back door and interact with all of them. If he ever picks up something weird, I'll know right away because of Pretty Litter. I've tried multiple different litters before when I first got Merlin. So many of them get really clumpy or weird, and some of them even like stuck to him and he would drag it all over the house. It was terrible. Plus, they all smelled bad. Pretty Litter does none of those bad things, and it totally absorbs all the scents. We love it. I think you will too. You should give it a try. Get you and your cat some nice litter. Go to prettylitter.com/otherworld to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/otherworld to save 20% on your first order. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Hey, Otherworld listeners. I'm excited to tell you about a show that I love and I think you're going to love as well. It's called Sophia with an F, starring Sophia Franklin. This show is about as different from Otherworld as a show could possibly be, which is why I think many people were very, very shocked when I got invited on as a guest around Halloween. It was really the crossover that nobody expected. I'll never forget the day my episode came out and every single one of my college-age cousins texted me all at the same time, very confused, but also very excited. It was nice to hear from all of them, though, and finally get some respect. I had a great time on the show. Sophia is really down to earth, which is why I think her interviews are so good. We talked about Otherworld, the paranormal, getting into this whole thing unexpectedly, as I did, and a lot of other stuff that I think normally does not get discussed on Sophia with an F. Normally in the show, Sophia Franklin goes deep on sex, life, mental health, relationships, and everything in between. You could get Sophia all to yourself every Monday for solo mini episodes and every Thursday with her ride or die best friends, experts, and some famous guests on a host of other topics, topics that are not safe for the dinner table, from foursomes and sugar daddies to wild sexcapades and tips for keeping things fresh in the bedroom. It's raw and laugh out loud funny, no borders and no filters. My personal favorite is the episode with Waka Flocka Flame, if you want somewhere to start. Listen to and follow Sophia with an F on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Folks, springtime is here and it might be time to clean out the closet and finally update your wardrobe. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the essentials for men and women, and everything is made from high-quality materials, which is very important to me. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes savings on to us. And like I mentioned, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. I recently went on a little shopping spree myself. I got a chore jacket, a Mongolian cashmere cardigan, and a quilted jacket. Basically stuff that I could just throw on top of the normal old t-shirts that I wear every day to make myself look a lot more presentable and fashionable when I need to. I also got some new sheets for our bed. They have so many to choose from. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/otherworld for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/otherworld to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/otherworld.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
At this time, this was early April, I was living alone in this new place. I had just gone through a breakup, a little tumultuous. It wasn't like an awesome time. Although like the videos were doing well, it's like it wasn't like a great time in my life, definitely. And then this is when things started to happen. I wake up and I have a big cut on my leg. Like a cut, like on top of a bruise, like I had been smacked. And I know this is an audio medium, so it doesn't matter, but I have this scar from it still. Like this was a deep cut. And like my white sheets were covered in blood. It's like legs bleed a lot. This thing was bleeding. Yeah, I wake up and there's a giant cut on my leg. And I'm like, that's crazy. And I go around my entire apartment and I'm like, I must have sleepwalked. I must have like smacked into something. Like, and I go around like, moving my leg, trying to like see what it could have been cut on. And there's like, one, there's like nothing really sharp. And two, there's nothing that is at like chin height. Like there's nothing there unless I was like really flailing around. And I don't know how hard you must kick something to get that kind of cut. But it was like, you know, the thing was like bruised for like a week or two. And the cut was there for a long time. I mean, It was nuts.
How severe of an injury? Like, what did it look like happened?
Like, it looked like someone, like, hit me. I don't even...
Like, hit you with a golf club?
Like a dulled, like, axe. Like, almost. Like, it was... I don't know what would have... Because it was a gash. It wasn't just like, oh, I smacked into something so hard. It was an open wound. And then underneath, it was this giant, and it hurt to walk on. I mean, like, this is, like, a really serious wound that, like, you know, if, like, someone had broken into my house and done this to me while I was sleeping, I would have woken up. But no one could have done this because, my window was closed. All the windows were closed. The only key to this apartment was in my hand, and then it was also in this guy, Frank, who was in London. I'm like, I'm racking my brain, and I'm like, what happened? And like, this is a very odd thing, because like, it's not usually how like memories work, it's usually how like my dreams work rather than my memories. It's like, it almost feels like this was a dream. I just remember it's like a snapshot in my head of me like sitting on my bathroom floor with this cut on my leg, and I'm like reaching for toilet paper to try and like clot the cut. And I just remember like something is so wrong. And it's not like a memory where I have like movement where things are happening. It's like just a snapshot in my head. And it's just this overwhelming feeling that I screwed up or something is like really, really not right. And it wasn't like, ouch, like I'm not like, ouch, this hurts. It was like, something is wrong. Something is so, yeah. Anyway, I think like that was, that day I was pretty much just like in shock of this. And like, I very quickly like buried my head in my work and I was like, okay, that's messed up. And like, I think I'm forcing myself to repress it because I have no clear, there's no clear scientific, there's no clear like way of describing this. Like this isn't anything that's happened to me before.
Was this the bathroom where you wrote the 666?
Yeah. It was the bathroom where I wrote the 666. It was like, I was just sitting in the floor, just right in the middle. And I was reaching for toilet paper to try and clot this. And it was just, something is totally, totally wrong. Like I, like almost like I was in like danger. Like I had done something horrible.
And the next morning when you went in there, was there bloody toilet paper or was there blood splatter? Nothing?
Nothing. Nothing. There was only blood on my sheets, so.
And have you ever sleptwalked before in your life?
No, I've never.
That's really weird.
And, you know, I haven't. It's really weird. Yeah.
I can see you're still scared by this right now, aren't you?
I'm like, I'm afraid it's going to happen again. Yeah, I mean, because there was nothing. It's like I was sober then. I'm sober now. It's like there was no like mood altering substance. There's no like, I wasn't like, you know, going crazy the night before. I didn't drink like 10 cups of coffee or like do something that would like cause me to have like horrifying dreams. It was just like a plain day. I had like gone on my walk to like, must've been my farmer's market and got my fruit and I walked back. Anyway, really, really, really repressed that. Really, I think I told. See, I didn't tell anyone until the next day because I was afraid people were going to think I was crazy. Because at that point, I was like, well, I wasn't trying to come up with solutions at that point. I was just trying to forget about it. It's very, 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 very unpleasant. And so the next morning, I know like the first night, it's like, it seems like that would be the one that's like really scary, but this one is like the most scary to me. I don't know why. It's just, it was like, this is like the for sure moment for me. I get up out of my bed, I turn the corner, and right on that corner is where the bathroom is. And I look down and my laundry detergent is just sitting in the center of the bathroom. Same place that I was sitting in that vision. It was just sitting right there. And I was standing right there when I wrote the 666 on the mirror. It's the dead center of the bathroom. Just my laundry detergent, which I had in like a pantry, like around the corner, like 15 feet away and around. Yeah. And
you're really scared right now. You're really scared, right? I could see it in your eyes.
What do you do to that? What do you do if that happens? I mean, I've never sleepwalked. There's no logical solution to this. And so like, I take a photo of it. I like tweet about it. I'm like, what's going on? People like respond to it. They're like, this could possibly be bed bugs, or this could be like this thing or that thing. And I'm like, they're like, you're just sleepwalking. And I'm like, I've never done that before. Like there's never. And I would do it twice immediately day after two days in a row. There was nothing in like my apartment that like realistically could have done this. I don't think. I went around walking through my apartment like a crazy person trying to figure out what corner, what edge could have cut this into my leg while simultaneously like giving me like a huge ass bruise, and I couldn't find anything. Oddly enough, like the week prior, I had replaced, you know, the carbon monoxide detector in my house. So it's not that. There was no debris. There was no clear answer. I mean, it just like came out of nowhere.
Was there any signs of you walking around? Like,
no, there was nothing. There was nothing. The door was closed. I Slack messaged my boss saying that I'm being haunted, and she says, "It's okay, Jack, take the day off." I text my dad. I'm like, what do you think this is? And he's like, I don't know. See, it's like you kind of get the same response from people when you say this, is that I think I can tell that they kind of think I've lost it. And I thought I was losing it too. I text my mom and I'm like, what the hell? And she was the first one who was like, oh my God, Jack, okay, immediately you have to sage the place right now. And I was like, okay. And so I do that. I think she was the one who told me to reach out to the landlord and see if anything like this had happened before, which I hadn't even considered. And so I reach out to him first, asking if anyone else has like a key to the place. And he confirmed that no. And then I mentioned that there was I told him what happened. I thought he was going to be like, okay, you're crazy. I knew this guy out of my house. Like, this is a crazy man staying at my house. What's he going to do? But he responded very, very, very nicely and very, like, he was confirming my belief. And he tells me this story about the previous tenant, I guess, being evicted, or like, I think it's kind of, this tenant was like a bad tenant. And I don't think he elaborated. Yeah, he said, the landlord didn't tell me much except to say that the previous tenant left the place in a bit of a state and alluded to her being a problem. And that, I guess, the kitchen looked like a crack den, his words. And so they had, like, the place, like, remodeled. And that's when it became, like, very, like, you know, gray floors, white walls. When he first went in, I guess, with the landlord, he had, like, he felt it had, like, bad energy. And he saged the place then. And so I resaged the place. In fact, it was his sage that was on top of the refrigerator that I was like, okay, so I'll just use this. I guess I'm trying to think. I didn't know what to do then. I just like kind of ran around. I tried to get out of my apartment all day. I went to the DMV, which took like forever. The next night I wanted to like make sure I was like sleepwalking or like something. I just wanted to like have like some kind of answer to this. So I found you could just like throw salt on the ground, which would show where your footsteps are if you are sleepwalking. I did salt on the ground in my bedroom and in the hallway. And then I also taped the door so that like if it were to have been opened, the tape would be unstuck. Like I didn't like tape it shut. I taped it so like I would know if it was opened. And that didn't, I wake up the next morning and like that didn't lead to anything. And that's when I start to like piece together, like, this happened in my bathroom. I had put out this TikTok in which I wrote 666 on that mirror, in which like astrologists were somewhat mobilized against me. I had illustrated their beliefs in a way that they did not like. Yeah. And so I'm thinking either there is this ghost or there is this hex on me from some kind of TikTok comment section or some very angry TikTok witch. I immediately started looking for new apartments, and I moved out in like, I think 3 or 4 months later. And like, really, I had like a bad feeling about this for a while after, like even to the next apartment, because I didn't move too far away. It was still like an unexplained thing. I feel like it was like the book wasn't closed until I think maybe like right before we met. I still felt like I had to do astrologists a justice after doing them such an injustice. And so I made a TikTok that demonstrated, I guess, okay, so there's like a meme that's like, oh, economics is just astrology, but for men. And I'm like, oh, okay, like that's like a, like, okay, that's like a meme. But like then I started like looking more into it, and I'm like, wait, this is like kind of real. The TikTok was, it was illustrating this thing called Keynesian economics and the Chicago School of Economics, which are these like two kind of the primary ideologies of the 20th century. And it starts with these two economists watching astrologists talk about their star sign and being like, those guys are idiots. I wish they looked at real data like us. And then they're like, oh, wait, by the way, which school of economic thinking do you subscribe to? And the one begins to describe Keynesian, which Keynesian comes from this guy, John Maynard Keynes. And he was this economist in like, you know, the early 20th century. He was saying that like people in an economy, they are not rational robots operating on logic. They're operating on vibe. They are what he called animal spirits, like direct quote, animal spirits. Like we are controlled by animal spirits, and we're going to just kind of like animals, we'll like go in a stampede and we'll like go in crazy directions and do things that are not rational at all and are bad for the economy. And will end up hurting us more. This is what he thought. And that because we are animal spirits, because we're irrational, the government is going to have to step in with social programs and other kind of tools to steer us and our thinking into like a greater social good. And so when I like read about that, it's like, that's like, wait, like what? I just thought that's like a bizarre way of saying we're irrational. Like he chose to use this term called animal spirits, which like predates him. It's from like 300 BC and it was used by like ancient physiology to describe like why humans do things, like what leads to exuberance, like what kind of almost like pseudoscience. And he used that like expression to describe that we're just kind of like operating a little weird. Like he chose to go full like spiritual animal spirit. So then the other economist in this TikTok is describing his field of economics that he believes. And he subscribes to the Chicago School of Economics, which if you hear like free market stuff, like that's the Chicago School. He believes that if all these actors in an economy, every single person, if they just like, you know, they're going to operate in their own self-interest and they're just going to be pretty logical and they're just going to focus on themselves. And if everyone is free to do that, like the government does not interfere with this, the economy like turns into like a Voltron, and it Voltrons into this thing called the invisible hand. And so all of these people acting independently become this invisible hand that supposedly guides us towards utopia, essentially. And this is like,
these are the real words they used, invisible hand and animal spirits.
Yeah. Invisible, like that sounds like a Dungeons and Dragons spell. It's just, when I came across this, I was like, okay, this writes itself. You know, this is the response to the astrology TikTok. And so like at the end of the TikTok, the two economists were like, man, like fish spirits and magic hands, like are we really so different from the astrologists? And they're like, well, yeah, we have graphs. Then I found out later that like astrologists also have graphs. So like that joke didn't really, you know, maybe fly for them. But yeah, that TikTok went out, and that to me, it felt like that was like the door closing. This loop was closed. You know, it felt like unopened. I felt like there was like a cloud above me. I felt these people, these astrologists on TikTok hate me. And so that felt like, yeah, the door had been closed. I still don't know what happened. I guess I have no idea. It could have, I have no explanation.
Okay, even though I love how poetic that is and everything, I still really want to know, like, what do you think was happening in your apartment? Like, do you think this was some kind of ghost? Do you think you were hexed? Do you think it had something to do with, like, what you wrote on the mirror? Like, what do you even think this was?
When I tell this story to people and I mention the 666 detail, every time people are like, oh my God, it's like, so you asked for it. I mean, like,
kind of, but it's also really cartoonish, right? Like that's,
I know. I know. I don't know what caused it. I would love to know. I would love to like find out like tomorrow that like I sleepwalk. I would love that. to have an excuse, to have an example, to have any kind of explanation. I would love to know that. I would love to, like, you know, if the landlord texted me and be like, actually, there was a carbon monoxide leak the whole time. I'm like, I would, you know, that would suck for that and that I was getting a poisoning, but, like, I'm, at least I have an answer.
Yeah, but even so, like, that wouldn't go away when you sage a place.
I know. There's no answer. I mean, the sage, you know, the sage felt good. I really went to town on the bathroom, too. Like, more than any place. I don't know. It's, in a way, it's like a good experience because, like, the way people act towards you when they think you're crazy. Like, if you have something crazy happen to you, you can, like, know pretty quickly, like, who, like, your real friends are. It must have been, I don't know, the astrologists. It's like, I had, the TikTok took place in both my bedroom and in the bathroom. I have no idea. I would love to know.
Would you say that your views have changed because of all of this?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I feel like I just keep on, like, the more I scratch the surface, the more, you know, you realize that, like, the field is just, like, people thinking, like, oh, yes, animal spirits and, like, invisible hands. And it's just guys guessing. It's just, like, probably this works. I mean, like, even recently, it's, like, the whole, like, we thought we knew how inflation worked. We thought we knew. We thought this thing called the Phillips curve established it all. Because, like, that's how you become successful in economics. If you're a success, they name a curve after you. So if the Phillips curve is, like, you know, if you raise unemployment, inflation will fall. And then the pandemic happened, and we tried raising interest rates to make people essentially unemployed. And then it didn't really work. Like, the Phillips curve, some people, you ask any economist, they're going to have a different take. Because I thought it was this hard science, but it's a soft science. This is a very soft science. Like, the graphs don't really mean anything. There are outliers everywhere. I mean, it's unexplained. Like, all of, like, human, like, everyone, like, acting together. It's us trying to come up with an explanation for it. Us trying to come up with, like, a logical, oh, this is why this is happening. That's because this. And if we control it, we can make it do this. And it doesn't work. Like, it just continuously, it doesn't work. I mean, like, you know, you think that there's, like, someone out there who is, like, the things that exist for a reason. And they've been, like, carefully planned over. And they've been established. There are norms because they make the most sense. But they don't. Like, yeah, and you mentioned on the podcast, it's like there's someone out there who's smarter than us, who's thinking about this, but there's not. I mean, like, not really. Some stuff, yeah, but, like, there's so much we don't have an answer for. And so much of it is kind of, like, hubristic, kind of, like, trying to control, like, the natural world, trying to control how, like, we all act. And it's just, like, it's a very hard thing to do. Yeah. So it's just, you know, it's full of phenomenon, which I don't think will ever be explained.
Well, Jack, I'll tell you what, I will do my best to put in a good word for you with the TikTok witches. Maybe telling the story will help you as well. I'm not sure.
Much appreciated. I respect them.
All right. Thank you to Jack Corbett for coming on and telling us his story. And if there are any TikTok witches or astrologers listening, give him a break, please. Send good vibes his way. He truly means no harm. This is a very, very, very nice guy who I think has learned his lesson. I'm still not sure what to make of this. By the way, I should point out that astrology and horoscopes are different, and neither of them directly involve hexing or curses. I also personally don't think that writing the number 666 with no ill intentions or anything would magically summon something to cause, you know, anything similar to what happened to Jack. So I don't know about that. But also, I don't think he was sleepwalking. If he was sleepwalking, that would be considered a very serious case. The type that doctors would probably treat with medication. So even if that was what happened, he was able to cure his sleepwalking with sage. like I said, I kind of grilled him about this before and after the show. But, of course, he did a lot of things to rule that out, and he really does not think he was sleepwalking. I don't think so either. I don't know what exactly happened here, but I do think it's a very, very interesting story, and I'm glad that this chapter seems to be finally closed. If you want to see some of the videos that we were referring to in this episode, you can find those on the Planet Money TikTok. That's at Planet Money. And by the way, we're on there as well. If you want to follow Otherworld on TikTok, we're at Otherworld Pod. Thank you so much to Jack Corbett for telling us this story and also teaching us a bit about economics. This has been episode 62. The title is Frequency Illusion, and you've been listening to Otherworld. Otherworld is executive produced and hosted by myself, Jack Wagner. Our theme song is by Cobraman. The soundtrack of this episode is by Juice Jackal and North Americans. This episode was edited by myself and engineered by Theo Schaefer. Our artwork is by Cul-de-sac Studios. Production help by Nikki Kate Delgado and Haley Pearson. Please show us your support by subscribing, leaving a 5-star review, and telling your friends about the show. If you want to hear bonus episodes of Otherworld and join our Discord, you can become a patron at patreon.com/otherworld. Our social media is at otherworldpod. Thank you to the team at Odyssey, JD Crowley, Jenna Weiss-Berman, Leah Reese-Dennis, Rob Morandi, Eric Donnelly, Matt Casey, Maura Curran, Josephina Francis, and Hilary Schuff. Follow and listen to Otherworld now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And finally, if you or somebody you know has experienced something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplained, you could send us your story at stories@otherworldpod.com.